invitation for Ruth Seals, S-E-A-L-S, September 10, 31. Address as a letter to Dr. Roger Morris, 847-2008. If Dr. Morris will offer Mrs. Seals, who has a renal failure, bilateral small kidney, high blood pressure, and prior right-sided kidney obstruction. Dr. Shockley, S-H-O-C-K-L-E-Y, apparently has removed the stent. This is around September, October. No specific complainings, has a chronic cough, clear sputum, no purulent material, no hematitis, no shortness of breath, changes, no oxygen, no inhalers, denied nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary problems, no edema, claudication, no chest pain palpitation. Review medication for blood pressure, low dose of Norvasc and Aldactone. Today, blood pressure 110 over 64, right-sided. Bilateral bronchitis and degree of prolonged respiratory phase, but no wheezing or rouse. No consolidation for effusion, no growth arrhythmia, minor GBD, no pericardial wrap. No ascites, no edema. Last chemistry, September, creatinine 1.2. At the time of obstruction, 1.5. Baseline appears to be 1.2 to 1.3. Last sodium potassium acid base, normal. Anemia 13.7, which is okay. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic renal failure, bilateral small kidneys, 8.5 right, 9 centimeters left, prior head on nephrosis on the left, on the right side, blood pressure very acceptable on Norvasc and Aldactone, no symptoms of uremia or severe volume overload, new blood tests to be done on every 4 months, come back in 6, no indication for dialysis.